What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Total Sports Live podcast. I'm Harrison here with my guy, Jovan, as always. And today we're joined by Celestin Haba, defensive end, edge rusher out of Texas A&M Commerce. A very interesting 2023 NFL draft prospect, someone you guys definitely want to get to know. Celestin, how's everything going, man? Appreciate you coming on the pod.
Everything's going good, man. Just been on the grind throughout this process. Been at a couple showcases the past couple weeks, but I've been able to get adjusted and start pro day training.
Yeah, so let's talk about this draft process. What's it kind of been like for you so far? You mentioned that you've been down at some All-Star games like the CGS All-Star game, the Tropical Bowl. What's this draft process been like so far?
I mean, it's very exciting, but at the same time, I'm very anxious, like, because you literally don't know what's next. You don't know what comes tomorrow, what comes next week. You just got to take this process day by day. And I've learned to, in this process, not to take anything personal, take it day by day, and just put my best foot forward. Because like I said, I don't know what's destined for the future, but I know if I put my best foot forward today, then I'm just, the percentage of me being successful goes up. So that's all I'm really focusing on, is taking it day by day and working on what I can get better at.
Yeah, speaking, you mentioned the, you know, CGS and Tropical Bowl. That's how I first came up on your name and came up, like, heard about you, because my guy Emory Hunt, you know, he's been down there, and I saw your name in CBS Sports. I was like, yo, man, dude, on CBSSports.com, that's some good stuff. So what did you, like, take away from that experience? And, you know, were you able to talk to any teams and stuff to, like, give you, like, some tips on, like, hey, like, you're doing this well, you're doing this good, like, hey, keep on doing this, and when your pro day comes around, you're like, all right, if I know I do this good, then I'm going to be set.
Definitely. I heard through that process, I heard a lot of good things, and I heard a lot of things I'm like to myself, okay, well, I'm going to wait and show y'all. And that's just what comes with this process. You're going to hear some good things. You're going to hear some things you believe is not true. Like, I heard some scouts say, you feel me? I heard some scouts talk to me and are interested, take my information down, obviously to tell the people at their teams. And I heard some scouts say, you're a little undersized, this, that, the third. So I've heard the best of both worlds. I just took it as, I'm going to keep putting my best foot forward no matter what goes on. But that process has been pretty fun. Went down to the camps, did my thing, dominated. And obviously, you see my name on CBS Sports. That's a blessing. I'm able to get my name around, because obviously I'm at a small school, even though we had a recent play in the NFL, K. the Cole, to blow up, kind of put us on the map, shine some light on us. So that was a good experience to just get my name out there and play hard in them bowl games and really do well.
Yeah, and you mentioned, like you said, you're a small school guy. How was it, you know, playing against, you know, guys from all different levels? We're talking, you know, FCS, you know, D2, you guys were D2, then you're up to FCS and playing NIA, Power 5. Like, we're talking, and people don't know, like, CGS and, like, Tropical Bowl, they're, like, up there with just a bunch of talented guys across the country.
Definitely. The thing is, too, about CGS, like, literally all 32 scouts were there, probably 5 scouts from each team or more than that was represented. Like, they were well represented at the CGS. So it was definitely fun to compete against people on my level, lower than me and obviously higher than me, because I was able to showcase I could not only dominate on my level, but even competition lower than me, I'm not going to let down the gas. And above me, I could show what I can do against the big dogs. So that was fun, actually.
Yeah, you definitely proved that this season as well. Down at Texas A&M Commerce, had a big season. First team All-Southland, defensive end. Also had a pick 6 versus Sam Houston. Just a really, a fun film to put on and watch overall. Your scout tape is a lot of fun to watch. Let's just talk about your season this year. What was kind of some goals you had going into the season? And can you just give some of your evaluations of the year?
Some of my evaluations, I would say, even though I won first team All-Conference, I feel like I dominated this season. I didn't quite reach my goals as I wanted to, but I was still able to have a great season. Was able to ball out with my boys this year and with these coaches. So I'll just say it was a good experience, one to build off of, but I definitely enjoyed it. Like, this season was fun, especially moving up to D1, being able to compete against some of those bigger schools that we wanted to the year before when we were Division 2. So that was a good experience right there.
You know, you mentioned it a few minutes ago. Last year, 2021, you played with Cader Kohu, current cornerback for the Miami Dolphins. Really put on for not only Texas A&M Commerce, but just undrafted free agents as a whole. Started almost every game for them. Had a pick against Aaron Rodgers. Started in the playoff game, and we can go down the accolades. He had a really good year. Can you just talk about what it was like playing for him, and then how that kind of just puts a spotlight on your guys' school and your defense as a whole?
I feel like every player from Commerce can probably vouch like that. It was destined for him. Like, he'll be out there before anybody, like probably like an hour before anybody, like sweating hard right before practice. And then right after the practice, the same thing. Like, he's a hard worker. It's natural to him. Like, he works hard every day. Like, it's almost like to somebody else, it might seem like he's forcing it, but that's just him. Like, he works hard. Like, I remember he took us to a workout one time. We did stadiums, and we was out there for like an hour, and I'm thinking we done. And he tell us, let's go to the field now. Like, we going to finish doing these stadiums, we go to the field now. I'm like, I thought we was done. He was like, no, man. So, like, it's always been in him. Like, we just knew that was gonna happen. We thought he was gonna get drafted. I'm pretty sure he knew. He thought he was gonna get drafted. So we thought he was gonna get drafted. But either way it go, look how it turned out for him. First team all rookie, started for the Dolphins and certified his name in the NFL. And that actually was great, not only for him but also for us, because he was able to shine a light on us. Like, damn, where this kid come from? Let's see who else they got there. So yeah, it was a blessing, most definitely.
And it's funny you mentioned Kobe, because you're talking about Commerce, and I was trying to remember like who else came from Commerce. And the other guy that I remember, and Harrison might know, I'm talking about Luis Perez, another guy that came from Commerce. And that's a guy, like, he's kind of set his own path, right, in the spring leagues, what, AAF, USFL, XFL. So Commerce is definitely putting out like a just abundance of talented players, right? Like, it doesn't matter like where you come from or like what level you're at. Like, if you can play, like, these teams and leagues, like, will come out and like find you guys.
Most definitely. That's what the scouts and coaches, our coaches, like to preach to us. Like, if you a baller, like, they'll come find you. It doesn't matter how much you talk about it. If you put it on tape, they're gonna come find you.
That's most definitely for sure. And you know, I had a chance, you know, look at your stuff on Huddle, YouTube. Like I said, Emery was down at Tropical Bowl. I'm like screening through all the scrimmage videos, like checking to see how you like doing and how you playing along with the other guys. As an edge rusher, like, what would you say is like your biggest strength? Like, because I mean, the way you just pop off the line is just crazy and just bowling dudes over. But what would you say is your biggest strength? And then like one part where you say like, I got room to improve, but if I continue to work on it, then, you know, everything's going to be straight for me going forward.
I feel like my biggest strength, I got a lot of tools in my tool bag, but I feel like my biggest strength is my get off, because it all starts with the get off. If you don't have a great get off, it's going to be kind of not a long game for you, but it's going to be a little more difficult because the game is so fast now. So you have to play fast. And I feel like my get off is real good and gives me advantage against competitors, because I feel like rather than kicking out their stance, now they're basically chasing. And that gives me a two-way go. Now I can counter. Now I can beat you with speed and so forth. So I feel like my get off is one of my best attributes. As far as a part of my game I can work on, I got to a point this summer where I got strong. It's just that I don't even realize I need to start using like strength, like in my tool bag. I need to start using power moves such as the stab or the long arm or the bull rush. I need to start adding that to my tool bag. I don't even, because I've been playing so fast and finesse moves so long, I don't even realize that I've added that power to my tool bag or put the build on. So I need to add the power moves to my tool bag.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the get off. That's the first thing I mentioned to Jovan. And then the second thing I mentioned was your spin move. It's something that constantly was coming up on film. You love that spin move. I saw some people talking about it with you on Twitter. That seems to be a highlight of your game. Talk about that spin move a little bit.
That spin move always been there. I've been doing it. Of course, I'm playing organized football since eighth grade, but I always been spinning. So the first spin I ever did was ninth grade. It was in the practice. I spun on one of the senior offensive linemen, and everybody, I heard oohs and ahs. So I just told myself, oh, that's my go-to now. So I just started working that over the years. And really, a lot of people don't know where I really perfected my spin move from is Kyrie Irving. Watching a whole bunch of Kyrie Irving highlights, trying the moves on the basketball court. So I added that to, I added the same movement from basketball to my movement on the football field. And then it's been successful for me. So I ran with it. And just keep adding my tool bag. Now I got outside spin, counter spin, fake spin. That's my go-to.
I feel like a lot of those basketball releases that can play into defensive line play, receivers release on the line of scrimmage. There's a lot of different, you know, that's why being a multiple sport athlete is definitely something good. Let's go back to the JUCO days real quick. 17 and a half sacks at Scottsdale Community College to start out your career. JUCO, you know, Jovan and I were talking about a pre-show. You see so many guys now coming from the JUCO ranks, having success at the next level. What was your JUCO experience like?
I mean, it was like, of course, I expect the best for myself, but for me, it was unexpected. And probably in a lot of people, other people, they didn't expect that. They expected me to play hard and dominate, but not to the level that I did. So that experience was actually crazy because prior to the year before that, I was a Division II kid. Like, I started at North Greenville University. So I took a gamble on myself and said, you know what, I want to play on a bigger level. I want to play against better competition. Even though they're dogs at Division II and at North Greenville, I told myself that's the route I want to take. So I went to junior college and ended up blowing up. And now, after every game, I got Power Five coaches hit me up. Oregon, USC. I even had a coach from Alabama hit me up. Wisconsin, Nebraska. Like, my phone was just going crazy. And in my head, I didn't even know how to kind of take that at the time, because I'm like, I was just Division II. Now I got Power Five. What's the odds of that? It's not a lot of people that do that or did that. So to me, it was just like a wake-up call of, you know what, I'm one step closer to my dreams. I know I always dreamed of doing this, that, the third, but I just proved to myself that I can exceed those standards. So I just took that momentum and took that motivation, took that confidence, and just ran with it ever since. So I definitely enjoyed that experience.
Yeah, I mean, like, me and Harrison, you know, we, like I said, we talk about, and, you know, a lot of guys we interview come from the JUCO ranks and just, like, continue to work and build. And before you know it, you're like, oh, snaps, like, he was playing in JUCO a couple of years ago. Now he's playing on Sundays. And it's like, that story is, like, always there for always. To see those type of stories is always good to see, right? Because not everybody can start and, like, start at, the Power Five. Like, Alabama be like, they was at Alabama for, like, 4 years. Exactly. Went first round, things like that. Like, it's you get the different stories, and we see it across the NFL, right? There's more guys that, you know, are from small schools or that were in day three that end up being like starters in the league. So
most different.
It's impressive.
Most different.
And when we, you know, we, Harrison, you know, to mention your spin move, you talked about your spin move and, you know, gotten it from Kyrie Irving. I got to say, you must got handles then on the court. If you're using the spin move, you got handles, right?
Oh, no, I'm not going to just say I got the best handles, but I don't think nobody can stay in front of me. And my boys from home probably laugh, but I get to the rack, for real. I can get to that rack.
We got
to
keep that in mind, Harrison. Anytime if we meet up with him, we got to remember he got the handles on.
We definitely do.
We can do it now.
I'm going to stay outside on the perimeter, man. I'm going to take some shots and stay away from Celeste. And I don't want to be down low if he's coming down low. All right, I'm outside. All right, I'm playing the three. I'm playing small forward. Yeah. But
if anything, I compare my game to Julius Randle.
Hey.
Hey.
I like it.
I like it. Good.
I can see Julius, it too.
Julius, he always goes to his left. That's all. Yeah. That's his go-to. Go to his left.
And I'm left-handed.
Hey, oh, me wow, too. So that. We good.
Me too. Wow. The whole Zoom call is left-handed right now. Where are the odds? I didn't know that. Man. That's interesting. Do you prefer to play on the left side? Do you care which side you play on?
No. I like playing either side.
I noticed that in the CGS film. You were all over the field. Yeah, moving around.
I was either. Oh no, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you about some of your teammates, but you know, go ahead and finish up any of your thoughts about the CGS All-Star game.
I was just about to say, I was playing a little bit linebacker. Will and Mike linebacker in the All-Star games, and also in the Tropical Bowl scrimmage, a little defensive tackle. So I'm really versed. I just got to, you feel me, get more comfortable and learn the other positions some more, like linebacker and D-tackle. But I can move around because I'm fast, and then I can easily adjust to different positions.
How about some of that versatility? I mean, that's something I'm sure NFL teams are already asking you about, your scheme versatility, how you fit in a 3-4 or a 4-3. What do you kind of feel comfortable in? Do you feel like you can play in any scheme?
I feel like I can, just as far as playing in any scheme, 3-4, 4-3. I feel like I'm kind of a plug-and-play player. Like, oh, you can put him right here. You can put him right here. So, I personally feel comfortable in playing either one.
I like it. And let's talk about some of your teammates. We kind of talked about it when we were talking about Cader Kohu, that Texas A&M Commerce defense and program as a whole. It's really on the come up. Who are some guys from that program? And, hey, even JUCO, high school, wherever you want to go here, who are some teammates or some players that me and Jovan should be keeping our eyes on?
I would name the whole defense from Commerce.
Hey, take your time.
Right.
Your time.
We can mean? Write down all the defensive players.
Give us
players
all the
right
names
now.
You got. Right. We will look. I promise.
Nah, most definitely. But we got some dogs on defense. Really, we're ranked probably FCS. We're probably top five in a lot of categories. But since we're division, we just moved up to Division One. It's not posted on the website. So a lot of people, a lot of teams, a lot of scouts won't be able to say that. But we had a very dominant defense this year. Names to watch out for is my boys, my linebacker, D. Walker. He's going to be a big prospect to look at. He's already getting scouted by many teams. Darius Williams, hard-hitting safety. He's getting scouted by teams as well. Put his name out there in those bowl games. Mike Noble, he's going to be scouted. Smart linebacker, hard hitter. He plays sideline to sideline, just like D. Walker. Ben Hutch, big D tackle. Stuff the hole, whatever you want to call it. I feel like he's going to be an underdog. But he's being scouted by teams. Princeton Lawler is an underrated prospect. Juice Williams, we call him Juice. His name is Justice Williams. Deontay Smith, he's one that's like, he just popped up on the scene. So he's going to be a big name to watch out for. Who else we got? And on the last video, I missed a couple guys on the offense. Robo, my boy Robo. His name is Robo Chibesa. Solomon Ndukwe, offensive lineman. Kennedy Snell, I don't know if y'all familiar with that name, but he's going to be a big name to watch out for. He used to play at TCU a while back, but he's definitely going to be a name to watch out for. And we just working our way up, building our stock.
I like it, man. That's a lot of great names right there. A lot of names that might have heard, but like you said, Kennedy Snell, I wasn't familiar with. A lot of those names, I'm going to have to go back and definitely throw on some tape.
As far as Kyle, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know there's some other guys as well from the, you know what I mean, just your time, yeah.
Also, my boy Isaiah Curry, we tight. So these past couple weeks, we've been going to ball games just like some of our other teammates, putting a name out there for ourselves. But he's also going to be an underdog. He's going to be a name to watch out for. He's going to surprise a lot of people because his role was kind of like mine, but his role was just a little bit different. And I feel like he was underrated for a long time and wasn't able to showcase where he got into these bowl games and really elevated him to levels he probably didn't think he was going to get to. Like, this past weekend, he had an NFL scout tell him, like, we already scouting you. He didn't know that, and it amazed him. And I seen the look on his face, like, it was hungry, but it was, like, appreciative. Like, man, I ain't even know that. Like, all this hard work paid off. So I'm really happy to see where his journey goes and continue to take him. But as far as college, Quincy Riley's going to be a big name to watch out for. He's at Louisville. He's a cornerback, number three. It's not too much to say about him, man. He's been doing it on every level since he was little, to high school, to college, man. That's going to be a big name to watch out for. And Dewey Green at SIU, he's going to be a big name to watch out for.
Okay, I like it. Two more to add right there. I see Jovan taking the notes as we speak. I love
it. I am taking the notes. They're going on the spreadsheet after the joke.
And my boy TP, man.
I was going to say, right, we got to shout out our guy. We got a mutual friend here, Tyquan Parker, a great DB, versatile DB, hard hitter down in the JUCO ranks. Definitely someone I'm expecting big things from these next few years. Talk about his game a little bit, my guy Tyquan Parker.
He's actually very versatile. He plays when in junior college, he was actually playing both sides, receiver and DB, but he locked down the DB because most of our roommates, we were all playing defense, so we was like, we might as well play on the same side. You can feed off each other energy. So I love to watch his game. Long, lengthy corner, twitchy, fast. And I like him in press coverage. I like his man coverage skills. I like how he is able to put his hands on the defender, slow him down, and keep up with him. So I'm definitely happy to continue to watch his journey. Of course, I know how it went. So I like seeing him shine. I like seeing him bloom and regain that confidence and take off with it.
Likewise, man. Great to see him being successful. Definitely someone who I see continuing to make plays, being a playmaker at the next level. So as we finish up here, Celestin, really appreciate you taking the time today on this interview. What would kind of be your final message to any NFL teams, front offices, coaches, whoever it may be, anybody watching? What kind of player are they getting if they draft Celestin Haba?
Not only are they getting a hard worker, but they also getting a people's person. Like, people that's loyal to me, I'm loyal to them. Even if they're not loyal to me, I'm going to show my respect. I'm going to try to take care of him to the best of my ability because, of course, I know I'm not Superman, but I'm a great player as well as a great person on and off the field, no trouble there. And I'm just me, one of one. It's not really too much words to describe me. Once you get to know me, I feel like you don't want to be with me probably that whole rest of the day just because the type of person I am, the type of energy I rub off on people, and the motivated I can be. I'm just like I can motivate and talk to somebody, I also listen, take accountability, take coaching. So I love doing that too. And put on the film, interview me, do whatever you want. Just know I'm me, and I'm only me. And you'll love the type of player you get on and off the field.
This is the Total Sports Live podcast. We're here with Celestin Haba, defensive end, edge rusher from Texas A&M Commerce. Great 2023 NFL draft prospect. Celestin, really appreciate you taking the time on this interview, man. I know I can speak for me and Jovan. We had a lot of fun with this interview, a lot of fun preparing for this interview. Like I said, it's a lot of fun to throw on that Haba highlight tape, catch some of those spin moves. You mentioned it, that great get off. I'm really rooting for you at the next level. Really wish you all the best, man. And definitely really appreciate you coming on today.
And I appreciate y'all for having me. We'll definitely be in touch, man.
Most definitely.
For sure. Most definitely.